Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand Bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
What's that?
That was a.
That's great.
Jackson Dean will be in later on this morning. You know him from this song right here. As the kids say, that one slaps.
It does slap. Come on, Lunchbox.
All right. 15 seconds around
so
the room.
Stupid.
So stupid. Here he is first.
So I went to this ice thing, you know, it's like where they have frozen sculptures. It's really cool. It's at by the mall or whatever. And the deal was with the company is that we'll give you free tickets if you take video and post it on your social media. So I was out there just shooting video of people coming down the slide because my kids had gone up.
With your phone?
With my phone. Yeah. And my kids were about to come down, so I thought it was my kids coming down the slide. So I started shooting video. I went up to the bottom of the slide and everything, and then this dad comes up. And he goes, whoa, 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 what are you doing? Why are you videoing my kids and my wife? And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. I'm waiting for my kids.
That's what you perv.
That's what I was like. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like, I'm waiting for my kids to come down. Dude, it was awkward. And I don't think he believed me.
But also, that's public. You can film whatever you record whatever you want.
Yeah, he was very protective, though. And I'm like, dude, I'm waiting for my kids. And sure enough, my kids were next. And then I got my kids when they come down, like, see, these are mine.
You're showing them. Look.
Look, I promise.
He looks just like me.
Tell him, guys, I'm your dad, right?
That's funny. Was he a big guy? Could he beat you up?
Yeah, he's a big dude. Yeah. Absolutely.
And how did he say it to you?
Hey, man, why are you videoing my family? And I said, no, I'm not. Don't get the wrong idea.
Parents are real defensive out there, man. They'll jump on you.
That is crazy. Up next. Are you doing what's that? Lunchbox.
Guys, do you remember when Luke Combs came out with his last pair of Crocs?
I remember the controversy.
Yeah, the controversy is he forgot to send me a pair. He sent people in the glass room, side room, a pair of Crocs, and I confronted him about it and said, hey, Luke, what's up with you not getting me a pair of Crocs?
What up?
Dude, okay, there's a controversy going on because you guys sent Crocs to the studio.
I've heard a lot of murmurs about Crocsgate over there.
Yeah, Crocsgate. You know, Bobby gets a pair, Amy gets a pair, and Lunchbox did not get a pair of Luke Combs Crocs. What's up with that, Luke?
I've heard that the problem has been reconciled, so before you ask, you may want to say who got a hold of Crocs and got you some pairs of those.
Oh, okay. I do wonder who got a hold of Crocs and got me a pair.
Who knows?
Oh.
You never know. I'm like country music Santa Claus, man. Okay?
Well,
you'll never know.
I feel like you're yelling at him and you're standing right next to him.
Yeah, I was a little upset with him because I was a little frustrated. But so, this past Wednesday, Luke Combs had more Crocs come out. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to get me a pair. Mm-hmm. So I went to his record label with a bullhorn.
And did what?
Sent him a message.
Physically?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Go ahead.
Luke Combs, I know you're in there. It's Lunchbox, Bobby Bones Show. Oh, yeah. You have your new Crocs coming out on Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Last time you forgot about me, Luke Combs, but I didn't forget. I never forget. I am not going to take no for an answer, Luke Combs. Do not forget about me. Don't give them to the scum at the back of the Bobby Bones Show that no one's ever heard of, that no one cares about. I am the one that needs the Crocs, Luke Combs. Do you hear me, Luke Combs? I am going to go now, and I will wait for my Crocs at the Bobby Bones Show. Goodbye, Luke Combs, and do not forget my Crocs.
Anybody come out? Was he there?
Still haven't got my Crocs.
Yeah. You said, don't forget about me, I won't. Well, of course you don't forget about you.
You are you.
You are you.
Yeah, I'm not going to forget about me, but I went and I sent a message out in front of their building. Oh, they heard me. They were probably all looking out the windows going, oh man, we got to take this serious. So, Luke Combs, still waiting.
Okay.
And what are the chances of him being in there like he
Zero.
Said?
Zero.
Okay, all right. What do you mean? He goes to work.
No, that's not
work
a record
at
label.
A record label.
No, that's not how that works. Oh, all right, up next, here she is. Amy, everybody! Amy, tell us something here.
So I had to sign up for a new Netflix account. And, I mean, the last time I did this was years and years ago. Did you know now they have different prices based on the type of quality you want to receive? Like,
Black and white only?
Oh.
The resolution.
Like, we don't actually have HBO, but it comes through just... like snowy enough that you can almost see a boob.
Yeah.
That was us when we were 12. We'd be like, we don't have it, but if you flip the channel just quick enough, you can.
Because it was scrambled.
And it was never even a woman. You would think it was, but it was like the knee of some detective, some old 50-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah, you can pay for good quality. You can pay for better quality.
I didn't know any of this to answer your question.
Or you could pay for best quality. Huh. And the price just goes up and up and up, and I'm like, what?
What
would I even notice?
What if you in your house?
Ooh, that's got to be real expensive. Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if I'd notice the difference between, you know...
You would.
Better and best.
Because we play NBA 2K, and there's a feature from the 90s, and it shows it like the 90s TV used to look, and it looks terrible.
My wife walked HD. In when I was playing that, and she goes, what's wrong with your TV?
You don't take the setting off, though?
I did it for one game, just to kind of try it.
Yeah, Amy, I didn't know that, though.
I mean,
thank
not bad, though. If you want, you know, just good quality and ads, you can get it for $6.99.
Amy's like, if you... want to like see some stick figures and watch commercials equal time, they'll pay you a dollar. Thank you, Amy.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's always coming up with new TV show thoughts, and his favorite office was Scott's Tots. Bobby Bones.
That's true. That's my favorite episode. Yeah. I want people to find it cringy. It's my favorite one. I'm just letting everybody know, this doesn't really affect us as much because we're doing the gift-giving situation where we drew a name, and I have to get Morgan a gift. Okay. So, in my life this year, I'm doing a practical Christmas. I'm not saying it's not going to be generous, but I'm not... Like, one year I got Mike the Simpsons autographed first script.
That
right?
was awesome.
Yeah. Right, and it stays in a case, and it's a... This year, I'm going to... If I get something for you, it's going to be something you can use. It's going to be practical.
Oh, sorry, Morgan.
What? Well, I love that.
This
I
didn't is your say, personal,
yeah,
right?
personal. I didn't say it was going to be cheap, but it's going to be
dang.
Practical.
What did Morgan need?
Well, like, I still use that Peloton treadmill.
Yeah,
that,
practical.
That treadmill's legit.
Like, I need a car to get back and forth to work.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't get your name.
You know what I mean?
But I'm doing it with everybody. Anybody in my life I'm buying gifts for, it's a practical Christmas with me. It's gift cards to places I know they will use it. It's things like that where if I get them a gift, it's not they could occasionally, who knows, they're using it because they love whatever it is.
You give me a gift card, I may or may not lose it.
A practical Christmas, that's... Like, I did my hand above me, like in lights. A practical Christmas. That's me this year.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm responsible, and I like practicality.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's get the show going here. We're ready to go. Jackson Dean's in today. We got the Fun Fact Friday coming up. Easy trivia. Big Friday show. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I don't get to watch a lot of TV, but I'm about to get some time off work for the holidays. I'm looking for something to binge over the break. I'm so behind on shows, I wanted to get your recommendation on what to watch. If you could only recommend one season of a TV show, what would it be? I'm open to anything as long as it's not scary. Signed, Bound to Be a Binge-Watching Betty.
Oh, wow.
So here's the situation. Let's not go with anything super niche. Like, I love the show Peripheral, and the finale is... Oh, it's out today.
Oh!
Love it. I wouldn't recommend that. It's a little too nerdy. So just a really good show. and we'll go around the room. Like something I think is a great, and this won't be mine, but just something that's, I'm not going to say generic, but that I think you'll like regardless of who you are. That show where she played chess.
The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
That's a great show.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
And you don't expect to like it, but it's one season.
One season.
And they're not making another. That's it. So.
God, that one's so good.
It was so good and kind of out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. But The Queen's Gambit on Netflix is great. Now, I'm doing this lead up to give you guys time to think. It's one of my skills as a host. Mm. I'm at doing content while giving you guys to think of your own content. Amy, what's the one show you'd recommend?
I guess I'd say Yellowstone because mm-hmm. I'm into it right now.
And I didn't want to be into Yellowstone. I didn't like Westerns. Arkansas Keith loved watching Westerns.
Like Clint Eastwood Westerns?
Like John Wayne Westerns. Yeah. And so I was never into them. And so Yellowstone, I was like, I don't know. I don't want to watch a Western.
Same.
But then I watched it and I love it. I can't get enough of it.
And to clarify, because when my friends first told me about it years ago, I thought it was Western, like, yes, like y'all are saying, way back in the day. And yes, it's cowboys, and yes, they're on a ranch, but it is modern day.
Yeah, it ain't your typical Western.
Right, but they are real cowboys.
It's great. It's a little cheesy, but I love Yellowstone. Yes. Lunchbox.
Friday Night Lights.
Too old, though, huh?
No, still available.
So good. And it is, you will get wrapped up in it. It is so awesome.
The Honeymooners. Well, no, that's old.
No. Hey.
Leave it to Beaver.
Don't hate on Friday Night Lights because you don't appreciate the amazingness of it.
I think she was really wanting a new show, but I agree. That's a good show. Eddie?
I'm going to go with Only Murders in the Building.
That's good if you have Hulu, yeah.
Because you have the Martin Short and Steve Martin who... They're just older dudes so if you're older, you appreciate their humor, you like them. But then they have Selena Gomez, who like represents the younger generation. She's funny. And them together is just great. And it's good for the family, I think. Not like little kids. Good for the family. A good show overall.
They do drop an occasional F word.
Yeah.
It's almost completely wholesome except for the occasional F word.
Mm-hmm.
The Selena Gomez thing's interesting because I always knew she was. And she did pop music. And I was a little too old for her Disney show. But I never really enjoyed her in anything. But she's so good in that show.
She's so good in it.
It makes me a fan of her acting.
And just them three together is so funny.
Morgan, what do you think? What's the show?
I say Upload on Amazon. They're 30-minute episodes. And I've recommended it to multiple people. And not one person has ever come back and not liked it.
I'm going to go Inside Man. It's only 4 episodes on Netflix. And it's about the guy who's on death row. But he was a criminology professor. So he's able to kind of help figure crimes out.
Is it true?
I don't want to say much.
That does sound good.
It's only 4 episodes. It was a BBC series, and it went up on Netflix.
Oh.
I liked it. I don't want to say anything else.
What about that psychiatrist one? You like that one, right? The therapist where he gets...
Oh, Steve Carell.
Oh, man. That show on Hulu. It was awesome.
What was that one called?
The Patient.
Do you remember? The Patient.
Yeah, where he was abducted. Oh, that one's awesome. Okay, there you go. Thank you. Binge watching Betty. There's watch all those. Watch every one of those. Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
The most random fun facts that we found all week long. Let's go. Up first is Eddie.
Guys, ever since I saw my UFO, I'm just into space stuff. Check this out. Sunsets on Mars are not like our sunsets. They are blue. Isn't that crazy? They're blue because there are these tiny little dust particles that make it blue. We have longer wavelength colors here that make it yellow, orange, stuff like that.
All right, anybody else fall asleep?
It's interesting, guys.
Yeah, blue sunset. Okay.
Isn't that cool? Would you imagine? Can you imagine like, I'm gonna watch the sunset?
So red. What planet?
Mars.
Red planet, blue sunset.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Hey, take that to the water cooler. Tell your friends.
But just stop at blue sunset. Don't start going into particles and wavelengths.
Well, I want to explain why.
Morgan, save us.
The FBI has an entire fake town for training their agents. Hogan's Alley has a bank, post office, hotel, laundromat, barbershop, all these things. And the town is populated by actors who role play things like terrorists, bank robbers, and drug dealers.
That's really cool.
Lunchbox, you should go audition.
Whoa, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So they can do these real life scenarios.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Eddie, you're sucked.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, the juxtaposition kind of messed you up there.
Think about a blue sunset, though. That'd be crazy, right?
Its only bank is robbed at least twice a week. It's a hotbed for terrorist activity. Wow. Mobsters, drug dealers, terrorists lurk around all the time.
That's pretty cool.
But they go practice bank robbery stuff twice a week. Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, we like to party. Who likes to party here?
Nah, take it or leave it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, you go to a birthday party, you see the balloons hanging up there, and you're like, oh, party balloons. Did you know the average American farts enough every day to fill up a party balloon?
What?
Why do we?
No.
Eddie, that blue sunset sounds awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I really missed that.
That's crazy that the average human farts enough every day to fill up a party balloon.
Girls, too, because they don't fart.
Oh, they fart.
No.
They just don't like to admit it.
Mm. Well, so you know who were the first people to fly?
Who?
The Wright brothers.
That's correct. Isn't it weird that they never died in a plane crash? Because they were the ones that took the plane up. They never died in a plane crash. Mm. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
So the Wright brothers obviously were the pioneers of flying. But the first person to die in a plane crash was an Army lieutenant named Thomas Selfridge in 1908. The pilot was Orville Wright, who survived.
Oh.
Wow.
He crashed a plane, just didn't die. Killed the person with him.
No. That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's wild.
That is wild. Andy, what you got?
Did you know you could run for president while in prison?
Don't tell. What? I mean, people are going to be running like crazy now.
I did not. You only, because the rules are, you have to be born here.
You have to be 35.
That's it. That's
hey, the only campaigning rules. In the big house has got to be tough, though, huh?
It'd be cheaper.
That's true.
Everything's virtual.
And you're not traveling as
no
much.
No bus gas.
Yeah.
No private jets. Yeah, I didn't know that, but that's interesting that you can do that.
Yeah.
Anything else on that?
No, I just thought, I figured if you've ever been locked up, it kind of takes you out of the running, but I guess not.
The only things you have to be are, you can be a felon. That's fine.
But what's crazy is you can't be a felon and vote.
That's right. But people can vote for you.
Right.
Good point.
Fun Fact Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
I got a shout out to two brothers, one named Bob, one named Frank, last name Hurley. They decided to ride a cross-country bike trip to raise money for K9 for Warriors. Wow. And they were able to raise $18,000.
How do people raise money when they do these trips across? Is it, I'm doing it, and here's a link you can donate, and the reason you're even seeing about this link is because this makes the news?
Yes.
And that's why we did it?
And they biked for 60 days. That's 3,000 miles. And so they were raising awareness all along the way and kind of telling people their story, and then, you know, it just kind of a trickle effect.
I mean, I would talk to them if they'd come through town.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah, Bob and Frank for sure.
Bob and
plus,
Frank.
K9s for Warriors, we've worked with them too. That's who we
bought the dogs. Yeah.
The Pimpin' Joy money, and we all have a dog named after everyone on the show.
I knew a guy once. He walked from West Virginia to Tennessee. Like
yeah,
the George Strait song.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy, Eddie.
Yep.
Hey, and I got interviewed by the local news in one of the towns I was going through, so that's kind of makes sense.
And you did that to raise money. It was what organization was it?
It was the National Angels. It's a foster organization.
And how much foster kids. How much did we end up raising?
Man, we were almost raised about $400,000. It was pretty amazing.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
We were so in the moment that it's not that we don't appreciate it, but we're just working hard. We're trying to get Eddie safe. We're amazed by our listeners. To look at it now and go, we raised $400,000.
Yeah.
That is insane. It's in the most beautiful way. And Eddie's foot still hurts.
I would say about halfway through, I started to worry that I wasn't going to make it, but... I mean, really, when you talk to all those people and you see the numbers growing of all the money coming in for foster kids across America, like, yeah, I'm like, I can walk. I can still walk.
You're injured, though, still.
I mean, my heel hurts, my right heel.
Always.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, gosh, that's crazy. But, hey, it's worth it.
It's worth
totally
it.
Totally worth
that's
it.
Right.
Yes.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Everybody's favorite game, Easy Trivia.
Yeah!
Oh! The questions are so easy. Let's go around the room. Lunchbox, since you are the champion, we'll go first.
Yep.
The category is Bobby Bones Show. The questions are so easy.
Got it.
Whose middle name on the show is William?
I guess you.
Correct. Eddie, what show member's wife's nickname is Bay?
That's Ray.
Ray and Bay. Right. Laura is her name. What show member graduated from Kansas State, Morgan?
Me.
Correct.
That's easy.
Amy, what show member has seen the 90s movie Twister over 50 times? Talked about on the air the last couple weeks.
That's Mike D.
Correct. Okay, good.
Wow. Oh, man.
It's easy trivia. Nobody goes home in the first round. Now, let me say, if Lunchbox or Eddie win, they are the champion. There'll be 5 wins.
Oh, my God.
And they'll have that TR right there in front of them.
So the champion's going to be crowned today?
Well, no, Amy or Morgan could win.
Yeah. Right, but so the champion's going to be crowned today.
Okay.
Wow.
Here we go with easy trivia. They'll get a little harder as we go. The category is most streamed country songs. Ready, Lunchbox?
Go.
Before He Cheats is the most streamed song by what country artist?
Carrie Underwood.
Correct. Eddie, Blue Ain't Your Color is the most streamed song by what artist?
Keith Urban.
Correct.
Wow.
The most streamed song is Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Whose?
Shania Twain.
Correct. The most streamed song by this artist is Check Yes or No. Who?
George Strait.
Correct. Good. Everybody moves on to the next round. Let's go. Easy trivia. The category is fruits. And other foods.
Food. How way to leave me hanging there.
Just food.
Okay.
Fruits and other foods. Oranges are a rich source of what vitamin, Lunchbox?
C.
Correct.
Oh, man.
You say C or yes?
Yeah, did you say that in Spanish?
No, it don't matter. Oh, okay. It's the right answer. Okay.
Eddie, after eating which poisoned fruit did Snow White fall into a deep sleep?
That was an apple.
Correct. Morgan, what fruit do raisins come from?
Grapes.
Correct. Oh. Amy, a pescatarian is a person who doesn't eat meat, but only eats what animals?
Fish.
Correct. It's supposed to be fruits, but I saw the fish, so I just pivoted and said fruit.
Nice. Yeah. That's the non-fruit one.
Mm-hmm,
that's
right. Okay.
The next category in easy trivia is coffee.
Love coffee.
And?
Lunchbox. Yeah. The coffee brand who has the slogan, "The best part of waking up is blank in your cup."
Folgers.
Correct.
Yes, it is correct.
What?
Hey.
Why'd you yell that?
Eddie.
Come on.
What coffee chain's slogan is, "America runs on blank"?
Coffee chain.
Coffee chain. Their slogan is, "America runs on blank." Their name.
America runs on Starbucks?
You've been voted.
And I love that he was talking trash.
Hey, that's a donut chain.
Duncan.
No, they're so really popular for coffee.
Wow. Eddie's gone.
Wow. It's not America runs on Starbucks.
I thought you loved coffee.
Wow.
Peace out.
Oh.
Toodaloo.
That didn't sound right in my head at all.
Wow.
Morgan.
Amy, miss it.
What South American country is the largest producer of coffee in the world?
We've gotten this before, and I still can't remember it. Brazil.
Correct.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Amy, what coffee chain has a mermaid on their logo?
That woman, she's a mermaid on Starbucks?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
I didn't know she's a mermaid.
There's three left. We gotta take a break, guys.
Bye-bye, Eddie.
I'm gonna go take a break.
Eddie's out.
I'm just nervous.
Wow.
All right, we're gonna play the song. We'll come back in a second. More easy trivia in just a second. Easy trivia. Only three remain in the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. It's Amy. It's Lunchbox. It's Morgan number two.
Let's go.
Eddie's gone.
That's crazy, man.
He got bones.
And if Lunchbox wins, he's the champion again. He was trying to tell Morgan and Amy to miss it so he could win. But why would they want you to be the champion again when they can win?
Right.
It's not the last game of the season.
I'm just asking if they wanted me to win.
They do not.
Okay.
Lunchbox, the category is planets.
Oh gosh.
God bless America.
The planets.
They all groan.
I hate them.
What, you live on one?
Yeah, I know that one.
Lunchbox, what is the seventh planet from the sun?
The seventh planet from the sun. It's not Earth, because we're the third rock from the sun.
He's got his pen out. He's writing something down. You have 10 seconds left.
No. My very energetic mother...
5 seconds?
...just served us...
Saturn.
No.
Do you think I should give you Saturn? You know the rules of the game. Think I should give you Saturn?
Yes.
Do you know the rules of the game? Because somebody else does this later. You're going to come back and go, no, out of time.
I was trying to count you. Eddie's hit my arm. And
so you're going to say the next time this happens, you're not going to yell at them.
Right.
Okay, I will give you Saturn. Okay.
That's not right.
It's
that
Uranus.
Yes!
My very energetic mother just served us.
Five. You did. Amy, you counted. Amy goes, energetic mother three.
She was doing syllables.
Yes.
But I got Uranus. I had it in my head.
You got, excuse me. All right, Morgan.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I miscounted.
Yeah,
because you guys are hitting
me. Pressure, man.
Morgan. Hit my arm.
What planet is famous for beautiful rings? The beautiful rings that surround it.
Oh, yeah. I have Saturn and Jupiter in my head. I think... Saturn.
Correct.
Yes!
Amy, what planet is famous for its big red spot?
Well, is it the red planet? The red spot?
What planet is famous for its big red spot?
Mars? I don't know.
You've been booed.
Wow.
What just happened?
It's Jupiter.
It has a big red spot.
Mm-hmm. Yes! Morgan wins her first game.
Guys, go buy a lottery ticket.
Eddie cannot be happier.
That's amazing.
He's happier than Pig and Crap right now because he's in again next week.
Good job, Morgan.
Hey, no, actually, I take that back. You had no faith in me at all. Yeah, Eddie, you were hating on her.
That's good. Good job, Morgan. Good job. Okay.
Morgan wins.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
We do a football podcast called 25 Whistles, and Joey McGuire, the head coach of Texas Tech football, was on, and I was asking, I'm like, you ever get so upset, but you know you're on TV, so you have to kind of keep your cool, even though you just want to slam or scream? This was his answer.
It happened that way Saturday. We jumped off sides like 4 or 5 times, you know, and or had procedure penalties with the offensive line. And the last one, you know, I said something to my right tackle, and he said it was the left tackle, and I lost it on him. So at that point, whenever I was losing, I was like, all right, I got to calm down. But one thing we talk about as a program, I mean, literally, is talking about what's next, you know, and that's kind of the trigger word of, you know, get to the next play.
We're talking about Lubbock, and I like Lubbock. I've been to Lubbock a bunch of times. I feel like Lubbock gets kind of an unfair rap, and he did too. And because the coaches, Amy, would tell the other recruits from others that were going to other schools, like, you don't want to go to Lubbock. Can't get there. It's impossible to get there. So we went and took a spreadsheet of all the flights going to Lubbock to the TV guy so they would know not to say it's hard to get to Lubbock.
Oh.
So he went, here's this clip.
The very first game, no, it was the second game we played. We were playing Oklahoma State, And Spencer Tillman, which I know, he was doing a game, and I went up and met with him 10 minutes before, and I said, hey, I had this spreadsheet of, hey, y'all are going to say, because I've heard you say before, it's hard to get to Lubbock. Guys, let me show you how it's not hard to get to Lubbock.
Hey, so every flight, Southwest 102, Southwest 306.
Check that out.
Southwest, yeah.
Nonstop.
Pretty funny. So Coach Joey McGuire is on with us. Search 25 Whistles on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. And super cool. He was a high school coach for a long time, moved his way up. It's pretty cool to see high school coaches then be really successful in the college. Coach Traylor at UTSA was a high school coach, moved his way up, head coach over there now. Coach Malzahn.
That's really cool.
High school coach.
Quite the jump.
Yeah, so next year I'm going to go coach high school.
Oh, good for you, man. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 25 Whistles, check that out. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you're on the fence about sending out Christmas cards, a poll showed that 89% of people say that receiving a card brings them so much joy. Mm-hmm. So ahead and do it.
It is fun for a second. I don't think we should have to keep them.
You don't have to, no.
Yeah, I read it. I feel the emotion in my heart. It hugs me in my guts, and then I throw it away.
You don't put it on the refrigerator?
We don't have any magnets.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't have any kids.
Okay.
And it's sloppy.
It does look sloppy,
yeah,
for
and
sure.
If you have kids, that's fine. I love it. But I'm not sloppy.
Some people hang a string across a window and then get little clips and clip them up, something like that. But if you're like, well, hey, it's kind of last minute, digital cards are really in as
They're
well.
Excellent. Text them
so
to your people.
So you could take a family photo, whip it up on, online somehow. There's lots of little apps where you can write, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, and then boop, pop it in their email or text it to them.
I'm just going to do a selfie. Put it in Instagram stories, write it with my finger, and text it to all you guys.
Well, that'd
there
be nice.
You go.
Uh-huh.
We'll
take that.
Buddy the Elf spaghetti meal kits are going on sale next week. No, hear me out.
Ugh.
It's actually something that would be really cool to order and a fun activity to do with your kids.
But isn't it, because I've seen Elf now, my wife watches it every Christmas with her family, but the spaghetti he eats, isn't it spaghetti with like,
I'll tell you what the meal kit includes. Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Candy, yeah. Marshmallows, maple syrup, ooh, chocolate syrup, chocolate
syrup.
Cereal, oh, yeah. And chocolate frosted Pop-Tarts.
All those separately are awesome, but together, no.
Hilarious.
Yeah, each meal kit is $15, and it makes two full servings of Buddy the Elf spaghetti.
If the spaghetti was something, it looked like spaghetti, but it was some not so salty, but some sort of like breakfast sweet.
Yeah, some bread, kind of pastry.
Pasta, it'd be awesome. That would be cool. But that's like what you eat if you lose Amy versus Lunchbox or something.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Yeah. I mean, I would be into this. These are probably going to sell
Mike
out
just
fast.
Goes, okay, got it.
Wrote it down.
To sell. So next week, Monday through Friday, that's when they'll be up at HelloFreshElfSpaghetti.com.
Okay, what else?
Kane Brown is promising another duet with his wife, Caitlin. They have Thank God that's out now.
Thank God for giving me you.
And he was talking with E! News, and they were asking him, hey, is there more of this in the future? He said, absolutely. We're going to write something else. We're going to do it again, but we definitely want it to be better than this last one.
I'll also be doing a duet with my wife, Caitlin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be?
Staying off social media for a few days. That's what she would like me to do.
Oh.
And what she does, and it's like, don't look at your phone all the time, so I'm just going to stay off. I'm going to give her that for Christmas. A couple days, not looking at an app.
Love it.
That's the big present.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's how important it is to her. Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Adam and Melissa Blair had just moved to Las Vegas from Maine. They had the U-Haul, their Ford Expedition, tied to the back. They pull up in front of the new house, go inside, go to sleep. Wake up the next morning, the kids go outside. Dada, where's the U-Haul? Someone jacked the U-Haul full of their stuff.
That's brave.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's not like put some in your pocket. You got to drive off with a U-Haul. That's something on top of it, too, right?
They had their car attached to the back.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so this means the family's like, welcome to the neighborhood. They got no stuff. It's all missing. What are they going to do? So they put a post on social media, and luckily someone in the neighborhood found it a few miles away. Some of the stuff was gone, but most of the belongings were still there.
The good stuff was gone, I bet.
Yeah.
The good stuff that was valuable, but the best stuff that is valuable to them probably was still there. Pictures and things you can't replace.
Yes, they did take some valuables, but they are happy to have their stuff back, and they're happy to be in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Well, they go just double up. Take
That's
the stuff
right.
they do have.
Go on red.
Pawn it, put it all on red.
Oh,
double
my gosh.
Up, get all their old stuff back.
Dad, what happened to our
dad,
money?
Dad,
see what happened was.
good. What's the good part of this?
Yeah.
that they moved from Maine to Las Vegas?
No, they found the...
They found the U-Haul. But it was missing some stuff.
Yeah, somebody found it on social media.
Okay. Yeah, so that's social media reunited them with theirs.
I like it. They probably got their pictures and stuff back. They should send us a legacy box. All right, there you go. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail that we got last night.
Just wanted to let you know my husband and I have binge-watched your show, Snake in the Grass, and we love it simply because it goes right to the point. By the end of the show, it's done. We don't have to wait a whole season to find out who won and get mad at the other contestants for not voting somebody out.
Well, thank you for that. Snake in the Grass, my show is on Peacock. I would love if you watched it. Actually, I wouldn't. I need you to watch it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Need.
Got to buy Christmas presents. And we need people to watch Snake in the Grass. And, yeah, it's new people every episode, so you don't have to wait a whole season. Yeah, check it out. Would love for you to. Snake in the Grass on Peacock. And now let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What is a skunk's favorite Christmas song?
What is a skunk's favorite Christmas song?
Jingle smells, jingle smells.
Boy, that's like what a four-year-old makes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Is that in the category of worst of all time?
What?
Could be, man. That's bad.
In the Hall of Shame? Stinky. The Hall of Shame of jokes?
Wow, Amy.
I did not think that was that bad.
That was the Morning Corny.
If you're in a funk, what do you do? What's your go-to if you're in a funk? Number one thing you do is?
Breathe.
Like you purposefully
breathe? A breathing exercise, not just breathing to survive.
Breathe?
But that's something I can do wherever I'm at. And it's called 478.
Eddie?
Listen to music. Mm-hmm. Jam out.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Go for a run.
Wait, look at you guys. Well, number one is eat junk food.
Yeah, that's not good, though.
I know. I love it.
I mean, it's definitely a go-to. It.
If I'm not feeling good physically, like if I'm sick, I want junk food. Or if I'm feeling like down, it's because mostly it's just hormones. That's junk food. I love it. Number two, watching TV. And then number three, calling a friend. I don't call anybody.
Mm-mm.
The phone shouldn't be used as a phone.
Oh, come on.
I said it. It should be. It's a text machine and a video sender.
That's funny.
That's pretty much it.
We really don't use it much as a phone.
Yeah, I don't need it as a phone. No way.
I talk on the phone.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Jackson Dean.
Jackson, I'm a big fan. Man, I know you haven't been around long where I could see you, but I'm a big fan of your music.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And just your style. Like, I don't know. It's like kind of like Allman Brothers, which will be country now, mm-hmm. which, you know, that's kind of, I don't know what it feels like to you and like who you listen to that kind of created the music that you feel. But like that's kind of what I feel like, that old Southern rock, country type situation. Is that what you feel?
My family had a big palate, so my dad was funk, blues, old country. And then my mama was Springsteen and Waylon Jennings. She loved Waylon. And then my brothers were just like metal, rap, classic rock, ska, bluegrass. We just listened to a lot of stuff growing up, so there's a lot of mashups happening.
Metal, ska, and bluegrass.
Listen to that.
Yeah, it's a heck of a transition on the old playlist there.
Yeah, man.
Jackson, I didn't know that we had talked about you on the show before, but you had a video go viral, mm-hmm. and I remember the clip. It was of you in full football pads mm-hmm. singing the national anthem. Was it before a game?
Yeah, that was our homecoming game. We were playing Chesapeake, and we went out and whooped them pretty bad after that.
That's what he remembers. It's not about the video. It's about them whooping Chesapeake.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're in full pads and you're playing. So do you say, hey, I'd like to sing the national anthem, and coach, is it cool if I go out in pads?
So I'll make this short. So our athletic director, his niece and I had done two musicals together in middle school, and he just came to me one day. I think we were all lifting weights in weight room, and he come up to me and he goes, "You want to sing the national anthem?" I was like, "Sure." But
it wasn't something you were doing a lot of.
No.
Oh, got it.
Not at all. But he was like, "You want to do it?" I was like, "Sure," but I'm going to do it my way. National anthem. If you pick the wrong spot to start at, you are.
It gets really high.
It gets.
Got to start really low.
Got to start real low. So I just went up there and I was just like, "I'm going to do this my way," and a buddy of mine recorded it and then it blew up. So.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. You were in your pads, and you had an acoustic guitar, and it's you and a microphone, and, like, the band was behind you on the field. Is that right?
Yeah, so they usually do it, and then they still went out there. And
they just stood?
They just stood there. Yeah, I mean, it was like, all right, this is kind of weird, but, like, it was – nobody else had any idea what was about to happen, and then the running through at the end was fun, you know.
When a video like that goes viral out of nowhere, what did that feel like?
It was just pretty wild. I just turned 18, and I was just like, oh, whoa. Like, I'm walking in to get food somewhere, and somebody is like, oh, my God, it's that kid. And I'm just like, hey, man, it's all good.
Yeah. like relax. Yeah. Did you go to Ellen or something? Because
Ellen called.
Okay.
And I was actually getting tattooed, and she called. I FaceTimed her, and there's a dude on my chest just pounding ink into me. But, yeah, they called, and it never happened, and then I went out and did Steve Harvey. That was like, it was either
I knew
Ellen
you did
Steve.
One of the shows, yeah. So you did Steve Harvey. That's, how was that as an 18-year-old to go up and do a show like that?
Oh, my God. I mean, I had no idea what it was going to be like, but Steve was... My God, we sat on the couch for like 10, 15 minutes, just the two of us, and just...
Yeah, he's really cool, huh?
He was really cool, and we just talked, and it was cool, man.
Jackson Dean is here. I know you're going to do... which one are you going to do first? We got a couple options here. Do you want to do yours, or do you want to do the Ronnie Dunn song? Because I got questions about both, but it's up to you.
I'll do Ronnie.
Okay, so you're going to do Ronnie Dunn, Cost of Living.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song. Why this song? Is it, what about this song is important to you?
The first time I ever played a show by myself with a guitar, which I borrowed my uncle's Washburn because I didn't have one that could plug in. And it was this little bar that my great-grandfather had built. It was an old trading station. They turned into a bar, and... I grew up seeing blues jams there, grew up seeing music there, and they have an open mic. They had an open mic there every Thursday night, and for a long time, my dad tried to get me to go, and I just told him no, and finally, I went and did it, and I think I sang two Drake White songs in this song, and my dad, you gotta understand, my dad's a bricklayer. He's a stonemason. We had about 300 guys working for us at one time. So blue-collar working is very, I mean, I grew up like that. And if you've never labored for a stonemason, yeah, it's not easy. But he's been doing it since he was 12, 13. And we all worked for him.
So a career like this to him,
yeah,
is like something in the clouds and like not something that you can bank on. And
No, he was very supportive of it. He didn't want me to learn how to lay brick and block.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, he didn't want me to learn how to
the
do
opposite.
It. I mean, he looks like a silverback gorilla now. Two rotator cuff surgeries, a couple slip discs, and, you know, his body's broken, so he didn't want me to do it. So he was very supportive.
And so you're playing this song, and he's there watching you play it?
Mm-hmm. And he's standing there. There's like 160-some people in this little upstairs attic bar, and I can see him at the back of the room in the middle, and he's standing next to the stairs underneath the spotlight, and he just has tears rolling down his face because it was just like... pretty much everything minus the military in this song is him to a T.
Mm.
I mean, it was just one of those moments, and it was emotional for him.
Here is Jackson Dean. Give me a verse and a chorus, if you don't mind, yeah, of Ronnie Dunn and Cost of Living. Come on, man. That is awesome. Have you met Ronnie Dunn?
Yeah, one time. Well, we played three dates with him.
Oh, you did? So you have.
Tulsa.
That's awesome. You ever played that for him?
No.
I just texted it to him. I literally just like, I didn't know you guys had played shows with him. I texted him. I was like, this dude's legit. He's doing your song.
Yeah, man.
That's cool. Man, that's really good.
I met him for about 5 minutes, and that was
probably... He said he didn't like you. Anyway. Jackson Dean is here. Hey, so what is your story about getting a record deal? I mean, do you move to town and try for a while, or do you come and like do the audition for one person who thinks you're good? What happened?
So I started coming down when I was about 15. The first time I came down with my parents.
What's that mean, come down, when you're 15?
So I'm from Maryland.
Okay. So you would come do what, though, at 15?
Just kind of came and checked out the scene. I had been writing a little bit back home by myself, and we just started coming down here and... Went and saw a show at the Ryman, checked out the Opry, and just kind of walked up and down Broadway a whole bunch of times. But yeah, I just kind of came down and checked out what was going on. I was starting to play a couple little shows back home, and this is probably 15, 16, somewhere in there. But how I got a record deal, I had sold out a couple places back home. I think we sold out Ramshead in Annapolis like three times, and then... They were Paradigm at the time, and they called booking agency, and they were like, hey.
Who are you? How are you selling shows? Yeah.
Who are you? And they were like, we'd love to get you down here for a showcase, have a meeting or two. And then WME got a hold of us and ended up going with them. And we're sitting in a meeting with Jay Williams, and he goes, you need a publisher. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay. So he calls Arturo Buenaura over at Little Louder, and Arthur has worked with Eric, Miranda, Dirks, and had one meeting, and about a month later, I got a little pub deal in the mail. So Luke Dick is also over at Little Louder, same publishing. So we get together, start writing these songs, did the first five sides of the record, and he asked me to open up the Dick Hemby show at the Basement East, and I just played with his dudes, and before I knew it, there was probably nine labels there that night in town, and I remember getting off stage that night, and Allison Jones would not let me out of her sight over at Big Machine. So for the next 2 weeks, phones are ringing off the hook and asking people, you know, if I want to go to dinner, you know.
And you did, because everybody wants to eat for free.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I did.
Absolutely, yes.
At one point, I had four on the table in front of me.
Wow, out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere, man. It was,
and not that you aren't good, but, like, you were just selling shows out at home. Mm-hmm. That got somebody who then told somebody who then, mm-hmm. and then boom, next thing you know, you got four deals on the table.
Yeah.
How did you decide who to go with?
Man, I met with pretty much everybody, man, and I went... I thought I saw a spot over there, and I'm pretty sure I was right.
I think you're right too, man. Yeah. I just, you know, I'm all about it. Such a cool vibe, yeah. and style. The album is Green Broke, and this is the song. It's his first number one. It just went number one. It's so refreshing. I love it. It's just refreshing too to hear.
Thank you.
You know, so because it definitely is a risk to put out something that's different. Because either yeah. it's going to be embraced, or odds are it's not. But man, you hit it.
Yeah,
congrats.
Man. Thank you, man. It's been pretty wild. Pretty wild walking around smiling for the last couple weeks.
All right, here is Jackson. He's going to play it now. Yeah. Here he is, Jackson Dean. You guys can follow him on Instagram and Twitter, The Jackson Dean. And this is his number one, Don't Come Looking. You couldn't see it, but that's so good. I was doing stank face for you. Like, yeah. I was feeling it so much. I was like, yeah. I was stanky in my face because I was, dude, you're awesome, man.
Thank you.
There's nothing else for me to say except you're awesome. I knew you were awesome. And now they know you're awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, were you doing stank face at all?
Like, I was doing stank face.
Don't come.
Man, I'm stinking it up over here in my face. Okay, look, his name's Jackson Dean. Go follow him at The Jackson Dean. The album is Green Broke. I mean, you like that song, you're going to like Green Broke. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, your tempo in different directions, but the soul is there all through the record. I'm a big fan, and I can't wait to see what you come with next, my friend. And congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so much.
That is awesome, man. I want to be like him. I'll come in tomorrow in a hat. Like that.
Yeah.
You want one?
I couldn't pull it off. I wouldn't want you to waste one on me because
I couldn't pull it off.
Be
wasted. It'll look good.
I would look like such an idiot.
Bobby, please wear one.
You just gotta get one that fits.
No, Bobby, don't wear one.
it's like a. How would you describe the hat? It's not a cowboy hat, but it's like there's some cowboy to it.
No, this is a Daisy May hat. He's up off of Gallatin, right up the road here.
It's like rock and roll. It's like Black Crowes rock and roll.
Oh, it's cool.
It's
cool. But it still is like rock. Anyway, it works.
Thank you.
You know, has anybody told you you have the vibe, Casey, from Yellowstone?
I have. Yeah. I have. I had this going on before. Even way before
I
stole it from you.
Yeah.
I heard he stole it from you.
Yeah.
People say it all the time, like, thank you.
You did that song. You did that song on Yellowstone?
Yeah, this one got in there, yeah.
Is it coming up or is it already back in?
No, it was in season 4.
Okay, so last season.
We're in 5 right now, right?
Yeah. I've seen every episode.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you in the show?
I wasn't in it, just the song was.
That makes sense. Okay.
They played about a minute and some change of it, which
really?
Was pretty cool. They were roping cattle, and then it just goes to Costner, and it's just like, oh, my God, it's Kevin Costner.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you're awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
keep
man.
At it, man. Jackson Dean, let's clap for him,
yeah.
And I'm going to do stink face while I clap.
Okay. Right,
Jackson Dean, buddy.
Thank you.
Dude, that was awesome. Great job, man. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas anytime I wear them or I get a new pair. They feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
These are the worst decisions in music history, according to Rolling Stone. So I'm going to give you like the top five. Number five, Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift at the VMAs in 2009. Here's a clip of that.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
Good thing Kanye got his act together since then.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely worked on that.
Good thing Kanye's calmed down.
Totally.
That was wild when he went up there. He just walked up on stage and took the microphone.
What was he thinking?
But it's just a sign of things to come. He still does that crap. But that goes down as one of the worst decisions ever. But it was so famous. And you know what? It helped launch Taylor as, because she was always going to have great songs. But that thrust her out in the front because people felt bad for her. She obviously was great and people loved her. She won the award, but then she became a sympathetic figure at the same time, which is very hard to do when you're very famous. So that's crazy to watch that.
So awkward.
That's crazy. I was watching it. I don't watch anything anymore like that. Number four, Woodstock. They had the 30th anniversary and it was a big festival, the Woodstock 99. And Lunchbox, you watched the documentary on that one.
The original one was awesome.
Yeah, did you watch both?
I've watched part of the 99. Boy. I haven't finished this.
Oh, that one's the bad one. 69 was cool.
Yeah, man, peace and love.
99 was when they put like Limp Bizkit and all those bands, and it turned into like fight. And
they did like Limp Bizkit and Alanis Morissette like on the same stage.
The next one was Jerry Lee Lewis marrying his 13-year-old cousin.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's never going to be good.
In 1958. Here's Jerry Lee Lewis. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, that's a bad decision for anybody. Mm-hmm. Not just music. That's like bad decision. Yeah. That's just a bad decision. also, Ja Rule investing in the Fire Festival.
Oh, my gosh.
Fire Fest. Oh. That's crazy, dude.
What a documentary.
That dude's out of jail.
He is. He just got out, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's famous. It's weird when people get out of jail and they're famous for what they did to get into jail.
Wait, what dude? The guy that put it on?
Yeah, Billy McFarlane. He's back, boys.
I mean, that documentary is awesome.
Yeah, they threw this big festival and they were like, it's going to be awesome. They hired all the Hollywood, like Jenners, and everybody's like, it's okay. And then it just wasn't ready.
There was nothing.
People got trapped there. There's an island. It wasn't built. It was
brutal.
The band's like, wait, what? Oh, it was crazy. So, and they got their crazy meal, their awesome meals, and it was like a ham sandwich
with crackers.
So bad. But yeah, people that go to jail and get more famous for their crime. The girl who faked like she was that heiress.
Theranos.
No, the socialite.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like she's out of jail too, and now she's famous.
Anna Delvey.
Delvey.
That's her name.
And they're paying her to do stuff because she's famous.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Yeah, it's weird. But who were you like obsessed with that went to jail? And you guys were going to hire them to do a cameo?
Tinder Swindler.
Oh, Tinder Swindler, man.
I mean, that dude is awesome.
No, he's not.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't go to jail, but he like tricked people, right?
Yeah, a lot of women.
A lot of people. A lot of women.
I have a lot of money.
You're celebrating him, and you wanted to pay him to come on your show.
Yes, we did.
Because he's—I mean, he's a character.
Didn't
he take money from people or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of money.
I mean, lots of money. What he would do is he'd have these girls pay him all this money. Oh, my enemies are after me, and they'd give him $50,000. He'd be like, "Put a mortgage on your house, you know, take a second loan," and they would. And then he would fly to the next country on a private jet with that money and go out with on a date with another girl. Yeah. And that girl would pay for him to go to the next country.
Bobby, did he go to jail?
No, listen. It's terrible, but
it's not. He did go to jail?
No.
He went to jail for a little bit.
But for something
else.
Okay,
well, then that's what we're talking about.
It wasn't for that, though. This stuff was legal because they voluntarily would give him the money.
Yeah, he never forced them.
Like, it's crazy.
But it's just so sad because it's not like these women had the money. They went into debt, yes, and they thought his life was in danger. And they thought that they'd met someone they were going to have a life
with. I mean, they would be in a house, and he'd be like, all right, we got to go. And he would leave them there, and he would flee. And he would go get on a private jet, go to another country.
Crazy, man.
And you wanted to pay him to come on your show.
Yeah, he's so, I mean, Simon Leviev.
Simon Leviev.
I hope you're doing well.
Was he really good looking?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
He was?
Yeah, good looking dude.
But he got in trouble, and he's making money off of it now because people are hiring him to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, that's not a bad music decision, but that's a
bad decision.
That's tough. And the number one bad music decision, 1969, the Rolling Stones hire the Hell's Angel Motorcycle Club to do security at their 1969 concert.
It's not good.
What?
And one of the things that happened, a fan was stabbed by a member of the bike gang.
Yeah, they killed a dude.
Killed him.
Oh my goodness.
They hired them to do security.
Why would you not hire the police?
Well, that's a bad. I don't think the police really wanted that show to happen.
That's so interesting.
But the Hell's Angels.
The biker
gang. They were bad dudes.
They're still, right? Around.
I don't know. I'm sure there are. I'm not saying they're bad dudes now. But I'm trying to jump by some biker gang.
Oh, yeah.
I'm being very careful. But yeah, Hell's Angels, back in 1969, they stabbed a guy.
Wow.
The show. That's a bad decision. Other bad decisions, me pushing a little button and getting fined $1 million by the EAS.
That was not a good
decision. FCC, mm-hmm. Bad.
Yeah.
Another bad decision, telling Lunchbox, hey, let's do this bit where we go put pantyhose on our head and Lunchbox going to jail, getting charged with terroristic threatening.
Not smart.
That's a bad one, too.
That's awful.
We'll wrap it there.
Yeah, we have more, but
we could go for a long time with this segment here. Eddie had to pay the piper. He served his punishment.
So dumb.
Where if somebody says something on the show and then a few minutes later, you go, la, 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 and it's the same thing that person just said, it means you weren't paying attention. And so the first one's a fine of $20. The second,
I've paid the $20.
The second one is you have to go somewhere and bark like a dog until they tell you to stop. And you went to where?
I went to Starbucks.
And you go in with your phone, you hit record, and you just start barking?
No. I want to be nice, and I ordered a drink first. So I got my coffee, I waited for it, got it. Because I knew that once I started barking and they told me to stop, I'm out.
Why are you so upset?
Eddie is such a wimp. I've never seen anybody so scared to do something in my life. He's like, oh my gosh. I don't want to go there. There's too many people. Oh my.
Was it packed?
It was packed.
Jam-packed.
It was packed. Like he was shaking as he's waiting for his coffee. He's so nervous to bark in a restaurant. I'm like, you don't know these people. Who cares? It's hilarious.
Do we have audio of you doing it?
Absolutely.
And how long is the barking?
Oh, and I'll tell you why I'm really mad.
10 seconds?
At the end.
Okay. 10 seconds, you say?
Well, yeah, it's really short.
Is this
really
the whole clip
short.
Or edited down?
Short. No, this is the whole clip.
Huh. Okay, go ahead.
Yep, you got it.
So what?
The guy just holds up his hand and goes, it didn't even come out to Eddie. And Eddie, yeah. Right when he holds up his hand. Eddie, yeah, I'm out. Just
so
stop.
I'm standing in between the bar and the eating area or whatever, where all the tables
are. Are people looking at you?
Oh, I do. I'm actually looking at the employees, too.
He's
like,
looking at the employees.
Just
waiting.
Tell me when to stop.
And the guy puts up his hand.
And I will stop.
And then he's like, yes, I'll stop.
No.
Don't even make the guy come out from behind the counter and come up to him.
Hey, Bones, I start barking, and I see the lady making coffee, and she looks at me and then goes straight like, manager?
They must have people come in that do nutty stuff all the time.
Gosh. Dude,
she moved quick. Manager, and then he comes out the back and goes, hey, sir, can you please stop that? I said, you got it.
I didn't hear it that loud.
Exactly.
But
I was there.
Mission accomplished. You did it.
Dude, please. I hate doing that. Yeah. Like, really hate it.
I can tell. You got it. You paid your bet.
Such a
you paid your debt, not your bet.
My debt.
Yes. Lunchbox, I think it's normal to be very nervous and embarrassed to do that.
Yeah, Lunchbox goes to people on the beach and goes, will you put suntan lotion on me?
So awkward.
And he has no, he didn't care.
Right.
I admire that about him. Hey, what's a grooming violation?
Well, it's what my daughter's school calls a clothing violation. But when I first read the email, I'm like, okay, we need to
I heard you
this.
Talking about that. You read something, you went grooming violation.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to give one to Lunchbox, but at first I want to know what it is.
Right. I thought, okay, well, this is confusing. And I read further and I guess she had on sweatpants and she wasn't supposed to. So now she has detention.
And when do they do detention?
Oh, she has to be there 7 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh,
you
got to
be up. You got to be up in the morning at 7 a.m. to take her.
Yeah, so now I feel like I got detention.
You did get punished,
right?
Oh no! So what do you say to her?
Listen, you need to know. You knew the rule. She was confused. She thought at one part of the school you could have sweatpants on in the high school, but then one of her teachers is in the middle school area, and that's the teacher that wrote her up.
And he goes immediately to detention.
Well, that's she had crazy. Another violation.
Oh.
okay.
Listen, we're working on stuff, but she doesn't mean to do something. But she was real. She texted me right away. Can you call my teacher? This is not right.
And so yeah, the teacher probably hates her. That's what all the kids say. That teacher hates me.
That teacher doesn't like me.
I reached out to the teacher, and sure enough, the teacher was in the right. But anyway, so now I feel...
Well, what does she do at 7 a.m.? What do you do in detention?
I don't know yet. We'll find out. She's going to be there for a few hours.
Does she get in trouble at home too? Or is the detention just the trouble?
Well, I thought about that because now I'm in trouble because I have to wake up early on a Saturday and take her. So then that's annoying. But I think it's fine. I'm going to let this school punishment be it. And then hopefully she'll just have learned and we don't do it again.
I'd not like that one bit.
Or I thought about she could possibly walk to school and it'd be cold.
Yeah, no jacket.
Oh, that'll teach her.
Yeah, now we're
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, there we go. No shoes. Uphill.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Indianapolis, Indiana. A man was walking to his car when a guy came up and said, give me the keys, I'm stealing your car. So the guy turned around and shot him because he was trying to steal his car. Only problem was he was driving a stolen car. He was trying to protect his stolen car.
Dang.
Wow.
Butterfly effect.
What?
What does that mean?
Well, had he not stolen the car, had he not had trauma as a kid, at some point he wouldn't have probably needed to steal a car later in life, which then have made him shoot somebody because he had a stolen car. Dude, I don't know. Like, a lot of crazy crap happened, basically.
Wow.
That you didn't expect. Because I don't know. Okay? You know what butterfly effect is?
No.
There's
oh, you don't even know what butterfly effect
not.
Is.
No, that's what I was like.
It's right. Where merely a change of a butterfly flapping its wings in a different way changes everything on Earth.
That's like if you wouldn't have stopped to pick something up, you wouldn't have gotten hit by that car or something.
Oh.
Or if someone has a car wreck and hits a pole, and then someone else hits another pole, and then a bus crashes, and one of those kids is able, through that bus crash, decides they want to be a doctor because they were in a hospital, and they end up saving a bunch of kids' life and creating a cure. All this happens because of one guy that backed into a pole.
Oh, so that's a butterfly effect, not a domino effect.
A domino effect would be if the same kind of thing keeps happening. Like
dominoes.
It'd be like if you came in with that nasty cough that you have, but you still were sick.
Yeah.
And you were coughing at everybody, and it just went contagious. It'd be domino.
Which will probably happen.
No, no. I'm non-contagious.
I'm non-contagious.
Like, I mean, I've been sick for over 2 weeks, so it's not contagious anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been around my wife this whole time. She's never gotten sick because
mm-hmm.
I'm legit.
Mm-hmm.
Why does you being legit have to do?
Are you so legit that you won't stop?
I'm pretty much too legit to quit.
There it is. Yeah, that's it.
He got right. there.
He got there. That's it. You wrap it up.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
There was some awkwardness on the show because Eddie had asked Amy for tickets to for King and Country, Christian duo, big time in the Christian space. And, you know, it's an awkward question to ask, even though you're close, because you got to like use one of your contacts to get Eddie tickets.
Yeah.
And you know them because they're brother.
Yeah, I'm friends with their cousins, and I know them, and they've come on my podcast. They're awesome. So I reached out, and I got Eddie tickets. They said, yeah, no problem. The tickets will be at Will Call. What's his first and last name? Dun, dun, dun.
Probably a sold-out show, too. Because I'm assuming now these guys are, especially with the Christmas.
Oh, it's Christmas, it's a Christmas theme. Show. So yeah.
And it's a tough act. Because I texted Brett to ask tickets for Amy for New York for four. Whoa. New York, Chris, four. For four. Wow.
Yeah, but I was very, I said.
Hey, I only asked for two,
it's
man.
It's totally okay if not.
And I was like, hey, show sold out. You got any tickets? Amy needs four. And then I saw the bubble and then it went away.
Oh, no. Oh.
Then I saw the bubble and it went away. And then he was like, yeah, we figured that out. I was like, all right. It's a weird, you know, it stinks even if they're your friend. But you got him tickets and he said, I don't need him anymore.
No, it's not exactly how it went. Man, I felt really bad because my wife wanted these tickets. And then she said, oh, I would love to go. I asked Amy for the tickets. And then I tell my wife, surprise, I got the tickets. She's like, great, what's the date? And I gave her the date. She's like, we're not going to be here those days. Mm-hmm. So
what'd you tell them?
So, well, I sent a text, but I thought, here's the thing. I thought I did, but I had it in queue and we were doing the show and then I never sent it. But then they saw the Instagram post how Eddie did.
That's how they found
this
out.
This is even worse. Yes. This is worse.
So then I get a text message that's like, oh, well, I mean, hey, we've got other shows. If we could fly him out to a different show if he wants to.
No. Oh, we're not doing all that. We're not doing all that.
Lunchbox, do you take advantage of that if they offer?
Absolutely. Eddie, if they're offering to fly you to a show, why would you not do it?
Yeah, they're the nicest offering. Guys.
No, I know, guys, but really, I just wanted 2 tickets to the show right down the street.
Where do they want to fly us? I'll go.
No, not you.
Never even heard of them, but I'll
they
go.
They probably would.
You've never heard of them?
No idea what they're... I still don't even know their name.
For King and Country.
For King and Country.
Yeah, Mike King and Sean Country.
Mike King and Sean Country.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Why don't I know? I've never heard of them. Never.
You just made that up.
So, okay, here's what we're going to do. They're going to come play on the show.
Oh,
I've invited them in.
Okay, cool. Dude, that's great.
So they're gonna come up and play,
and then you're gonna let them fly us wherever we want to go.
No, you're gonna watch them here. So, and she doesn't have to be on the air or even be seen. But if your wife wants to come watch them too, she's more than welcome to come up here.
Awesome,
love it.
And then I'm here. I'm working, so we know I'm not gonna be out of town. This is great. This
Correct.
Works out.
So if you would like for that to happen, let me know.
Wow,
I would love for that.
You're
to
gonna
happen.
Be able to gift your wife a little private showing.
No, it's not private. We're gonna be here.
But it is private with just us.
Pretty private.
That is very private now. Does
and
that
Eddie,
count?
I'll run the camera so you can go hold your wife's hand over there and smooch.
Does that count as a Christmas present?
It's intimate.
It's up to you. I don't know your relationship.
That's pretty legit, man.
But let us know. They're gonna come out and play. It's gonna be it's gonna be amazing. On Monday's show, Joey Logano will be in. Now, Joey Logano, the champ, gonna be here. I don't even know what that means, the champ. He won a cup
It sounds cool, though. The champ.
Yeah, he's like the champ of the cup this year.
The cup.
And this is why I'm not doing this interview alone, because we're all looking at each other like, which cup?
Yeah, you know, the cup, man.
The Apple cup.
The NASCAR cup.
Well, so Morgan, number one, who used to work on the show, who now works with me in a different area of my work, she is a massive NASCAR fan, and she's going to come up and guide me through the NASCAR part of it. The cup, the series.
Oh, the series cup.
The NASCAR Cup Series champion. Joey Logano is the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion after winning Sunday's title race at Phoenix Raceway. I didn't read that. It's from my memory.
Man, we were all around that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We even did a show, the 25 Losers. We combined our two sports shows and celebrated it. he'll be in Monday. I'm very excited about that. So Joey Logano in, and that's it. Thank you. See you Monday. Bye, everybody. Yeah!
Bobby Bones. Show.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.